Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dbmpe.com.
Hi, welcome to Box Buy. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was hoping to vaporize a manager, but you'll do. I am having an issue with this intelligent P-hone.
Your iPhone? What's wrong with it?
It does not produce any soothing earth music. Sounds as advertised. I cannot enter my dormancy cycle without the lullabies of Iron Maiden relaxing me.
Did you plug the headphones in?
Yes, I used the plastic ear parasites and even colored my teeth blue as recommended.
Sir, it does seem to be on and generating audio. Let me plug it into the speakers here.
And my mother perished on the Titanic. Thank goodness we now have safe air travel here on the Hindenburg.
Michelangelo, we need a sponsorship, so now it will be the Listerine Chapel.
The Beatles? That's a ridiculous name. Guitar groups are on the way out. Mark my words, the 60s will be all about polka music.
I do not know what that is, but I'm thinking it is not Spotify.
That is the problem. I tried to repair it myself, and now it will only peer into the past of your planet's civilization and produce random snatches of history. Lame.
I'm sorry, sir, but breaking the standard flow of the Euclidean space-time continuum does legally void Apple's warranty. How did you fix this?
I simply reached into my junk drawer, pulled out a random refractive bi-orthogonal polystring time sink, and bolstered the PN junctions with a cascading fractal of subatomic joins. As one does.
Okay. The usual stuff, then.
Yes.
Well, I can't fix it for you, but I can replace it.
All right. That is acceptable. Why are you putting that on my forehead?
By verbally agreeing to this offer, you waive all indemnity and rights to punitive action against Apple and agree to the implantation of this microchip that will track your movements and send any naughty thoughts you might have to the dark web for dissemination.
Bah, the things I do to be in the opening sketch.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Suck it.
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun. In Mr. Wakely's moist and happy friendship garden, it's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show. In Mr. Wakely's moist and happy friendship garden, come on and come on. We'll grab you by the balls. In Mr. Wakely's moist and happy friendship garden.
Meanwhile, at the dawn of mankind.
Hey, Tog.
Og, what new?
Everything, basically.
I hear you. Mainly because me ears have not been eaten by mountain lion yet.
Hey, have you tried that new fire stuff?
Me heard of that. Mrs. Thog and I are going to go down to Large Pile of Rocks everyone hang out at this weekend to get some.
Sweet.
You know, you guys really haven't lived until you've tried geothermal heat. It's nature's furnace?
Ice Morg.
Ooh, that's right. I haven't told you guys yet. Yeah, I don't go by Smorg anymore. That's my sapien's name. Instead, call me...
Whatever. So, what are you up to now?
Ooh, well... I've started my own eco-friendly transportation business.
Oh, you finally invest in wheel?
Oh, yeah. As if.
Hey, what wrong with wheels?
Yeah, I've got to.
Look, you guys don't want to be in the thrall to Big Wheel for the rest of your lives, do you?
What you care what we do for the rest of our 2-month lives?
I'm just saying that we've lost something in this mad technological rush we're caught up in, you know? We've forgotten what it's like to truly live? You know, simply, like our forefathers did.
Well, I do suppose sometimes I feel like I'm just collecting rocks, rather than really enjoying them.
Yeah, and me should spend more time with me two kids that mountain lion hasn't eaten yet.
I know, right? So, forget cluttering up your lives with non-essentials like wheels and fire and rocks. We need to concentrate on the important things, like pleasing the all-seeing man who lives in the Sky Orb.
Spare us, O flaming Sky Orb man!
So, how does transportation service of yours work anyway?
Ooh, allow me to demonstrate. Farb? Farb? Hey, Farb? Come here, would you? Could you come here, Farb?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, thanks. Now, let's say my assistant is... He prefers that term, not me. He's my friend. Let's say my assistant, Farb here, need to get to the other large pile of rocks everyone hangs out at.
Uh-huh.
And you see how it's located at the bottom of this deep crevasse right over here?
Uh-huh.
Well, I simply have Farb stand over here, and using the age-old environmentally friendly technique we know as pushing...
I forgot to cover my head!
Covering the head. It's not a bad idea. Try it, Farb Jr.
So, what if place you want to go isn't at bottom of crevice?
Well, this is just a prototype to sell the concept. It doesn't have all the features, but we do expect full functionality during the rollout in Q4. You can learn more about it on the website.
What's that?
Ooh, that's where all those giant man-eating spiders hang out and make webs. It's at the bottom of the crevasse.
Hard pass. Come on, Thog. Let's go get some fermented barley juice.
Yeah.
Smork, do you want some?
Ooh, is it an IPA? It's all I drink now. Kind of obsessed.
If an IPA is something that has been sitting at the bottom of a stone pot for 2 years, then yes.
I put a bunch of wheels on this box and hook it up to horse. Smort, you coming with us to get barley juice?
Hey, that sounds like a really great... I don't think so. But you two have fun in your little bumpy little box here. That's fun. You guys look like you're having a good time. You don't even need anything else in this. This just seems like you're having great, great fun. Perfect life for you two. How fast can you go in that thing?
Faster than you. And that enough to keep us safe from mountain lions.
Yeah, I get...
Pericles, good friend. Welcome back to Athens.
My dear Sophocles, it is good to be home. My travels have brought me here to see you and your council of scientists. Word of your achievements has spread throughout the Aegean.
We are but simple seekers of truth, my friend. Would you like to meet the men and women helping me on this search?
Indeed, I would.
Excellent. Step over here and meet Spectacles.
Hello, good lady. And what is this device you wear on your face?
Ah, these are a set of clarifying glass lenses that help correct my poor vision.
Astounding. And you designed these yourself?
I did, sir.
Marvelous. I shall want 100 of these for my soldiers when we fight in the battle.
I would think so. And to that end, may I introduce Barnacles, inventor of an adhesive which can stick anything together.
I have even tested it on the hull of a seafaring vessel. It's so strong, I can barely scrape it off.
Wondrous.
And this is Ventricles, our heart surgeon.
Hello.
Edibles, our cook. Our gift giver, Santacles. My nephew, Receptacles.
I put things in boxes.
I keep him around as a favor to his mother. Ah, and here are the three brothers. Our stenographer, Articles.
Good day.
Our scientist, who is studying the smallest pieces of matter itself, Particles.
I am thinks of calling them quarks, after the device you used to stop up a bottle.
And this is the... Particles.
Yeah, oops, is that me? Inhale that one, baby.
God, for Zeus's sake, Fetcles. I'm so sorry. He's been hanging out with the cheesemaker, Fetcles.
Oh, my apologies. Just kidding. Suck in that beef.
My Hera, I can barely breathe. And the stench has affected that poor man's walk.
No, that's John Cleese. He always walks like that.
Rather silly, isn't it? Ouch!
Tentacles, keep your hands to yourself, and get Cuticles to trim those nails for you. I apologize, my friend. Too much work makes us a bit rambunctious at times. And this is our mystic seer, the wise one who can predict the future.
Let me guess, Oracles.
What? No, it's Phil.
I knew he was going to say that. Did you just mispronounce oracles? What kind of Athenian mispronounces oracles?
Must be from Sparta.
Don't embarrass me, man.
I'm sorry, my friend. It's just I have seen incredible things today that... Oh, dear Zeus! Who is that naked man with the enormous set of...
Oh, hello, Testicles.
Olga, my wife, I have returned victorious.
Good! There is yet much to do in preparation for the Feast of Skolsdag. Did you find any Bjornsons while raping and pillaging the Icelandic coast?
No Bjornsons. Their bloodline is no more. The frightened Guns have pillaged them so often there are none to be found anywhere.
Odin's beard, did you check the mossy fjord on the north side of Dragonstooth Bay?
Of course I did. That was the first place I looked. No Bjornsons, no Helvigs, no Falkenbergs. Not up the mossy fjord, not hiding in the iron hills of the eastern lands, not even disguised as Celts on their own campaign of war and destruction. It was naught but frustration.
I told you not to wait so long to begin your quest for the blood of our enemies. And now the Feast of Skolsdag is already upon us. You know there is always a mad rush for these last-minute items.
I know.
This happens every year.
It begins again.
Don't you begin again, me, Olaf, son of Hrothgar, son of Njut the Warmonger. You always say, the blood of our enemies needs to be nice and fresh, otherwise it congeals in the skulls and gets all gloppy.
Well, it does. You know I can't stand it when it gets all gloppy.
You should have set sail upon the tide of the Blood Moon. What is the point of hosting the Feast of Skolsdag without the blood of our enemies?
I refuse to sail on Black Friday. Do you have any idea how many longboats are in the harbor on that day? You can't even see the horizon for all the shields and oars everywhere.
Maybe. If you'd made some more enemies, you wouldn't have to go so far.
Stop it. You sound just like my mother.
A good Viking doesn't wait for the opportunity to be victorious in battle. A good Viking creates his own battles.
Well, it's true. Show some ambition.
I hate the stupid Feast of Skolsdag season. I hate the gloppy blood, I hate the stress of feast time, and I hate having to put up with stupid Uncle Ragnar every year.
On that much we agree, husband. I don't know why we have to keep inviting him every Skolsdag anyway. He always drinks too much mead while singing that same old battle saga, and then he passes out on the goat's trough with his breeches around his ankles.
You know perfectly well that if Ragnar isn't invited, then Frigga will be offended, and we won't be invited to the springtime fertility festival, and our bloodline will be cursed and wither away.
I think you simply enjoy seeing Frigga dancing round the maypole wearing nought but a flowered garland. A little too much, if you ask me.
Holga, all you women folk wear nought but a flowered garland whilst dancing round the maypole. Honestly, it all becomes part of the background. Besides, I'm always more focused on the greased aurochs wrestling competition.
So you say, dear husband. And that is why all of our children have been born in midwinter.
Oh, Olga, really?
I'm just saying. It is the fertility festival, after all. Well, you said you'd return victorious. What else did you pillage for Skulls'dag?
The skins of 100 goats.
Olaf, we are goat farmers. We have plenty of goat skins already. What else?
8 young children from the land of long shadows.
Not bad, not bad. Anything else?
A barrel of mud and a faggot of oddly curved sticks.
Suppose we could make something of that. Is that all?
Well, there is one more thing.
Olaf, dear husband, I don't know what to say. Is that a mighty warhammer?
Aye, fire of my loins, it is. All for you. Taken in the heat of battle from the very thews of a Dane who meant to slay me in defense of his home and hearth.
But that means he was an enemy.
Right again, my flower. And here is a bucket of his blood.
Oh, Olaf, son of Hrothgar, son of Njut the Warmonger. This is the very best Skulls'dag ever!
Ah.
Victory in battle, my love.
Victory in battle, my love.
Gather round, lads. The captain wants a word with his crew.
I hear the captain is real ferocious. They say he keeps gunpowder in his beard so he can blow fire onto his enemies.
Arg, those be mere children's fairy tales, methinks. He'll be flesh and blood like you or me.
Presenting your new captain, who strikes terror into the hearts of the Queen's Navy, I give you Ivan Redbeard.
Arr, my King Trident's partially exposed nipples.
Arr.
Look at the size of him.
Arr, my dear.
Well met, lads. Now this is what I call a fine group of seafaring pirates. As captain, it's my duty to keep you lot safe, so lend me your ears. We've gotten reports that 4 of Gentleman Jim's brigantines are nearby. Gentleman Jim and his men are coming for the gold we took off those sunken privateers. Now, they may have us outmanned, they may have us outgunned, they may even have us outdressed. But old Ivan Redbeard has them outfoxed this time. We're not letting them take our hard-earned treasure, are we, boys?
No!
Here's how we're going to stop them. We're going to be butt pirates.
I say, butt pirates, Captain?
Aye, butt pirates. Gentleman Jim will think us mad, and it shall be his downfall.
With respect, Captain Redbeard, it's 1719. I'm not sure that's the most respectful or appropriate way to deal with the...
Shove a cock in it, Smitty! Every swashbuckler knows that Gentleman Jim has but one weakness. He can't resist a good excuse, and that's exactly what we're going to give those salty dogs. Excuses, excuses!
Captain Redbeard, I don't think making excuses is going to get us out of this.
That's it! Now you're catching on, lads! Ha ha! Now, what are you going to do if Jim's men ask to board our vessel? Try starting with the word but.
I suppose we could say something like, but we weren't expecting company.
That's a good but, pirate! Someone else, what would you say?
But, Gentleman Jim, we're like, really, really busy.
I think we're going to make it back safe, lads. Why be a pirate when you could be a butt pirate? Oh, we make excuses all day through.
We make excuses all day through.
Cause you can't tell Redbeard what to do.
You can't tell Redbeard what to do.
With many chores that must be done.
With many chores that must be done.
But we'd rather sing and have some fun.
We'd rather sing and have some fun.
But.
But.
Big finish, boys. I really mean it. I said we. This is it, lads. Ha ha. This is what we've trained for. Here they come. Ready your excuses.
Hey, prepare to be boarded, Redbeard. Gentleman Jim has come for his due and proper.
There he is. It's Gentleman Jim!
No! That calls for fumigation!
But we reserved this ship months ago!
But I pulled a hammy!
Oh, ho, ho, ho! Nice try, butt pirates. Did you really think a bunch of excuses would be enough to trick us? Again? No. We've learned our lesson. There's no fucking escape this time, and you wanna know why? Because as of 2 weeks ago, we're anal plunderers.
That's definitely not appropriate.
That's right. We're fucking anal plunderers. Everything has to be just so, and mistakes will not be fucking tolerated. We're extremely anal about every aspect of our plundering.
But we ain't got nothing to plunder.
Your grammar's all wrong. Is we have nothing to plunder. We, subject, have, verb, nothing, direct fucking object, to, preposition, plunder, infinitive. I can't fucking stand poor English. The fucking on fucking cocksucking green god earth was fucking that. I can't tolerate any interruptions. Any last words, Redbeard?
But, we're being rescued!
What? That's fucking... What? No, that's impossible. Someone clean up this debris. This place is a real fucking mess. Oh, he's a pain in my stugats. Who will plow into our ships to rescue you fongools?
But I can't believe it. It's the ass rammers.
I wish you would not call us that. Our reinforced ships allow us to ram enemy vessels. Then we make a cavalry charge with the stubborn asses. Let's just say we owed Redbeard a favor.
Sounds like the anal plunderer got ass rammed this time.
Shut up, butt pirate.
Master Nostradamus, I have been concerned about you. No one has heard from you in weeks.
Jules, my faithful companion, I have been deep in a prophetic trance. Lo, these many days.
So it is true. Lady Fortune smiles upon you again, and the secrets of the cosmos are but your playthings. Pray, tell me what you have prophesied.
My good and noble friend, I am afraid there are many mysterious and dark portents swirling about my head. I am almost afraid to commit them to paper.
But sir, you must. Yours is a gift, handed down by our Lord God himself, and it is upon you to spread his most mysterious gospel.
As always, you set me back on the path of righteousness, my friend. Very well. But before I transcribe these passages for the ages, grant my boon and be witness to their power.
I can do no less. I stand steadfast and true. Bring these wonderful and terrible visions to light.
Very well. For there shall come a day when the dogs shall run free, and mankind shall look to the heavens for the cause of this pestilence. And the assembled multitude shall cry, "Who, who, who, who let the dogs out?"
My lord, what does it all mean? Where are these dogs from?
I know not. Mayhaps they are from the same yard I prophesied my milkshake would bring the boys to.
Then press on. By God, and I shall bear witness.
And a diminutive man named Jonathan shall arrive with men from the east, and they shall become low, and they shall travel from the window to the walls, and the sweat shall drip, nay, torrents, from their balls.
What?
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
My friend, you speak in riddles. Somewhat idiotic and prurient riddles, truth be told.
Nay, good sir, torment me not. These visions that plague me are torment enough.
Yes, I apologize. Have you any more of these strange visions?
Yet more! I am lost in an undulating landscape. No sky above.
Yes, yes. Pray continue.
Great beast swallows me. I am now on her back. It's like a hump!
I am with you, my friend. Push through.
A hump! A hump! A lonely lady lump!
Yes, it's... What's that now?
What shall you do with all that junk? All of that junk inside of your trunk!
Okay, that's just... It's just weird.
It is the Lord speaking through me.
The Lord? Or perhaps the laudanum?
Good sir, what is it you imply?
I do not speak to offend, treasured companion, but that is, well, they are indicative of an opioid fever dream?
Say it not!
Mayhaps get more sleep, indulge in a good leech bleeding.
Out! Out, base villain!
Though it pains me, my good friend, as you wish.
Though I must be true to my visions, I rue this day that I have finally driven away my last friend. I think that it shall break my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
WGLY.
Hope you've been enjoying our jaunt through history. Now Pop Machine is going to take us to the beginning of the 20th century, and we're going to get presidential.
We started this side by side. You were along just for the ride. 4 years in, it felt so great. We signed up for another strike. But when I got an itch to scratch, you set the fire and lit the match. You flipped on so many things. I trusted you and it's those things. I'm gonna start a party and tap, you're not invited. Cause you've taken down my initiatives. And now I am excited. And it's for late for you. From town to town, if I can't have it, burn it down. You've proven you can't do this right. We'll both go down in this fight. So here's a new addition from an old police commission. A man with fresh ambitions, locked and loaded on a mission. The German regulations gave you too much aggravation to retain my reputation. Cause I'm bullied for you, bullied for you. In 1912, Theodore Roosevelt split the Republican vote by running his own Bull Moose Party against his former friend turned arch-rival William Howard Taft, putting Democrat Woodrow Wilson in the White House. Ain't that a kick in the fucking teeth? I try to tell the world that you're not really progressive, but I didn't think about this role. You'd be so damn possessive. So it's bully for you, bully for you, bully for you, bully for you. Speak softly and carry a big guitar.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, the history episode, was written and performed by Andy Hammond, Amanda Davila, Brian Sweeney, Keith Hernandez, Michael Filleritt, Declan Shannon, Roland Petruni, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Tom Giaroso, Scott Mercer, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly is a co-production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
WGLY.
Memoriam Development.